I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Amid allegations of voter fraud, Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez won another six-year term in office with 54% of the vote. Exit polls showed otherwise. Spanish World Ministry's Daniel Sandoval says Christians are fearful, but God's in charge. He's challenging Christians.
Christians have to stand firm in their convictions and have boldness to reach the unsaved with the gospel. Certainly, there will be more obstacles in Venezuela. We don't know what the socialist agenda, but the truth is that the Great Commission remains the same.
We turn next to China, where the fast growth of the church is presenting an unusual challenge. China Partners Eric Berkland says youth ministry is virtually non-existent in the Chinese church. In January, they're hiring someone who has experience in youth ministry and with English camps.
He will start this ministry program called Youth Serve, very strongly emphasizing that we want to serve the local Chinese church and providing much-needed training materials and tools to allow them to equip their church leadership in the area of youth ministry.
Berkland says to stay focused, their team will keep it biblical, simple, and daily. And they call themselves War Widows for Christ. Each lost a husband in Sierra Leone's bloody civil war. Each has six or more orphans who depend on them for food, and each widow has hope for the future thanks to a program developed by Baptist Global Response. It produces enough food to sustain the widows and orphans, plus an excess that they can sell to earn a living. Pray their crops succeed. You can help fund the program, too, at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a long ways away, but if you started thinking how you'll celebrate this year, how about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.